Dennis, when a kid dreams about their future, astronaut and rocket scientists are probably two very popular paths, but they can also seem like some of the least attainable. There's a teacher at Frederick Douglass High School here in Atlanta, and he has a different idea. Aaron Campbell teaches engineering there, and his class builds rockets along with engineering students at Georgia Tech. And he's with us now, as well as one of his students, Drew Kendra Graham. Thank you both for joining us.
It's good to be here.
It's good to be here.
My first question is, where's the rocket? I was hoping y'all would bring the rocket.
No, we got pictures.
Oh, pictures.
And some of them are in a few pieces now. We did launch this morning.
Mr. Campbell, let's start with you. How did your class get involved with aerospace engineering?
Well, earlier in the school term, we were approached by Dr. Eric Ferran at Georgia Tech and a couple of his students, Victor Rodriguez and Reef Ian, and they wanted to participate. They were participating in a rocket launch competition with NASA over in Alabama, and they wanted to partner with us and give us an opportunity to see kind of how they do it. So I took that as a challenge for us to build a rocket in-house, and so we've been working on that for several months now.
And so when you presented this to your class, you said, hey, we're going to build a rocket. And they said,
huh?
is there any challenge in trying to, you know, inspire? And this is all ninth graders, I'm assuming.
Right.
Was there any challenge in trying to inspire them to get involved here? Or were they really excited? I know they said, huh, but did they sort of get excited about it as you went on?
Well, I tell you what, one of the things that we had to do was to gather a group of students. And normally I lean on my 12th graders and my 11th graders. They've been around and been around me for a bit, and we kind of know each other. But unfortunately and fortunately, they were not available. Many had already taken my classes and we couldn't fit them in. So I was left, fortunately, with my 9th graders. I had taught them in another class previously. I gathered them together. So the group I gathered together were really some charged up students. And they responded quite well to my challenge of us building a rocket. I was eager to get 9th graders. Frederick Douglass High School is in a very challenged neighborhood.
Sure.
It's a urban school, inner city school. We have 91% free lunch rate with all the socioeconomic indicators that come with that. And it was important to get students early on before they became involved in some maybe some negative things. It was important to get them and gather them and do something positive, and they responded well to that challenge.
Drakendra, I understand. If I heard Mr. Campbell correctly, he was saying you guys launched today. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, tell us about that. What happened?
Well, at first we had to build the rockets this morning that he bought from Hobby Lobby, and that took us about an hour. So then the doctor from Georgia Tech came with his people, and we went outside and we started launching. But what I'm most excited about is the fact that we didn't know anything about rocket science or technology, but we just jumped head first and we just enjoyed the challenge.
Now, tell me a little bit about the rocket. I know we're on radio here, but paint a little verbal picture for me. Describe how big the rocket is and what goes into it and how you all put it together.
The rocket, it was, I can't tell you how long it was, but we just had to put it together with simple pieces with directions. And with our rocket, we had two ignitions on there. So when we launched it, it detached. It was three parts that detached. So when it launched, the first part detached, then it changed directions and flew on the ground in like.
how high did it get? Did you have any idea? Or either you or Mr. Campbell, any idea how high that thing went?
We launched four, and we launched three about a week ago. And they had various heights. Some of them went as high as maybe 1,200 feet. Some of them are 500 feet. Rockets.
Wow.
So it just depends on the type of rocket that you put out there. I would think that the highest one today had to go 1,200 feet or better out of the ones we put up today.
We're speaking with Frederick Douglass High School engineering teacher here, Aaron Campbell, and one of his students here, Drew Kendra Graham. And Drew Kendra, I want to ask you this. What did you take away from this whole experience of being involved in building this rocket and are these rockets? And does it sort of pique your interest in science some more?
It has piqued my interest in science. Well, engineering, more biomedical or petroleum engineering. But I took away how to be a leader and be a follower at the same time and know how to work together with a partner and how to be cohesive. It was just a nice experience.
Mr. Cameron, let me ask you this. When you hear what your student has to say, and are you hopeful that you guys will do this again, maybe with not just for the older students, but bring in the ninth graders and let them get involved here?
Well, I've already told my ninth graders they're coming back next year. And if we have to create a class, they're going to be in it. I'm very proud of them. I'm very proud of what they have done this semester. I want them to see themselves as engineers. You know, in many cases in Atlanta Public Schools, we have some schools that are located across the street from college institutions, you know, down the street from Georgia Tech. But that walk from the school to that institution is sometimes the longest walk in our kids' life. And so I want them to see themselves as engineers, to feel that it's possible. It's not just a dream, but if you follow the steps, then you can be an engineer. In my class, I often refer to Trakendra as Dr. Graham. I refer to the other students as Dr. Golson, and because I want you to feel that. I want you to see yourself. This belongs to you. And I think one of the disconnects that we have is we're busy promoting certain things in education, but we are not showing students where these things are possible and your life could have so much more meaning and you can go so far if you just follow your dreams, execute the steps, and walk into a better situation. And so, you know, it's good to launch the rockets. We will do it again, but I want every student to walk away feeling that, you know, I can be an engineer, I can be a scientist, I can be a doctor. Anything I put my mind to, all I have to do is follow the steps and stay dedicated to making sure that I'm successful.
Kendra, Mr. Campbell just said he wants all of you to feel like you are engineers or you could be engineers. When you started this year, did you even think about engineering? And what do you think now?
Well, last semester, I was in his class for engineering foundations. And so when I came back, I was just more inspired to be a part of his team.
Yeah. And so you've been interested in engineering before. Do you think that's what you'd like to pursue?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about that. Why engineering? What is it about it that really gets to you?
Engineering for me is like, I just now found out, like, it opens doors for me. It helps me create relationships with other people. It helps me find out more. It helps me look deeper beyond what I regularly see. It lets me know about different systems and technologies.
Getting back to these rockets, did y'all alert the authorities that y'all were going to be doing this? Folks, well, we said, I saw a rocket, and the police department was like, lady, stop calling. You did not see a rocket. Did you alert the authorities that y'all were going to be launching these rockets and not to be alarmed?
Well, I tell you what, the ones we launched didn't go far enough up to interfere with most things. There were a couple of birds who were startled, but they got out the way.
I'll go back to you. What do you want to tell students who may have said, well, I don't know, you know, rocket science, you know, engineering, that seems like really tough. And, you know, maybe I don't do well in math or, you know, maybe I struggle in this area. What do you say to your fellow students so that they don't become discouraged?
Rocket science is really not that hard, or engineering. If you just put your mind to it really and just focus and concentrate on what you're doing, you can create something more than what you would have expected to.
Yeah, Drakenda, I want to pick up on something you said a moment ago, because you said engineering helps you build relationships with people. You know, there are a lot of kids, a lot of adults who think, oh, engineering's just about math, like Rose was saying, or it's about, you know, just really precise calculations. It doesn't really involve people all that much in their relationships. Well, that's for social sciences or something like that. How do you think it helped you build relationships with people? What did it do for you in that way?
Well, when Dr. Fine came, I started seeing that what Mr. Campbell said to us was right early on in the year. He said, I'm going to have to cut you loose at some point. So I decided to form a relationship and speak up for myself. And I started creating a relationship with Dr. Fahn. So right now I am looking into an internship with him this summer.
Wow. Well, congratulations. We hope that you get it. Before we say goodbye here, Mr. Campbell, you've been talking about the importance of programs like this, particularly for kids who come from underserved communities. And do you think with programs like this, it can be a template for other schools or even other districts, if they haven't already, to try to introduce children of color and kids from all communities to take an interest in the STEM and the science and engineering fields?
Sure. That's the way it's going to have to be done. Oftentimes you hear people, maybe politicians, talk about raising the bar, you know, and promoting those things that are purely academic and tests and things of that nature. But the real connection is hands-on learning, applying what you know, and giving students the opportunity to realize that you can do it. I mean, you don't, doesn't matter what neighborhood you come from, doesn't matter what your socioeconomic level is. If you're determined to accomplish things, you can set off rockets, you can build robots, you can be an engineer.
And what about your influences and your role models and the people that encourage you?
Well, I tell you what, I was encouraged by a lot of my teachers, and I am encouraged by a lot of, you know, just mom and dads that I see in my 20-some-odd years, only get my age away, of teaching, who just, you know, do what it is they do. Some people are mechanics, some people are engineers, but, you know, I'm encouraged by what they pour into their children. And their desire to see their children do well, all that is inspirational to me, alongside the teachers who taught me what I know.
Aaron Campbell is an engineering teacher at Frederick Douglass High School, and his student, Jukendra Graham, joined us today to talk about rockets and science. And thank you all so much for taking the time. We really appreciate it. And best of luck to you, Jukendra.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure. Yeah,
thanks so much for coming.
Thanks.
One note of disclosure, Frederick Douglass High School is part of the Atlanta Public School System, and WABE's broadcast license is held by the Atlanta Board of Education.